Okay, we're in Perek Yudal in Hilchos Ishus. We've already discussed the obligations of providing mizonos that a husband must provide for his wife, as well as ksus, which is clothing and things of that nature. And now we're up to ona. So this will be certainly an interesting, if not challenging, Perek. And ona are the final Torah obligation is that there's a certain, there's a chiyuv, that in the relationship that the male provide sexual relations with his wife. And that's a Torah obligation. So the Rambam explains in Lach Aleph, Ona ha'mur b'Torah l'chol ish v'ish kifi kochov u'kifi malachto. So the Rabbanan came along and they classified the chi of Ona in two ways, or I'd say two variables. One variable is depending on the individual male, okay, which specifically is going to refer to his strength, okay, his physical stamina. And the other one is based on what he did for a living. That's the other factor that Chazal weigh in when it comes to determining how often Ona, what's the minimum shear of Ona. So Ketzad, so how does this work? B'nei Adam ha-Briyim ha-Rachim v'ha-Nugim she'ein lahem malacha, right? All right, so let's say you have people who are healthy and they're very basically wealthy. They live a life where they don't work at all. You know, whatever, they won the lottery. And as a result of that, and they don't, you know, they're not employed in daily labor. Shemachshelas kochan, right? Ella ochlim mishosin yoshin vatayan, right? So, what do you call it? They don't work because work makes you weaker, right? Rather, they sit and eat and drink and live at home. So, onasim b'chol laila. So they're obligated to have sexual relations, every evening. Hapoalin, okay? Now we're going to take people who work for a living. And the examples he gives are kigon achayatin va'organ va'bonim. So you have people like in construction or weavers, whatever it might be. Yochiotzibahem. Im haisa mulachtam be'ir onosam pa'mayim b'shabbos. So if they work in the city, like the city that that they live in, so then they have they're supposed to have sexual relations twice a week. Im haisa mulachtam be'ir acheres. But let's say they work in a different city. Onosam pa'machas b'shabbos. Then the chiyuv is only once a week. Okay, and again, we're talking about the minimum shear. Hachamarim pam achas b'shabbos. Okay, these are basically people who drive donkeys. So those people are chayiv to have sexual relations once a week. Da'gamalim achas shoshim yom. People who ride camels, they are chayiv once every 30 days. Da'malchin achas l'shisha chadashim. These are people who basically travel overseas on ships. They're chayiv once every 6 months. And finally, of course, we have talmidei chachamim. Onosam pam achas b'shabbos. This is a famous idea that if someone is a learner, we'll keep the definition that vague. So they're chayiv to have sexual relations once a week. Talmud Torah matish kochan. Okay, because the belief was is that learning Torah makes you physically weaker. V'derech talmidei chachamim l'shamish b'tasim b'leil shabbos l'leil shabbos. And the way we saw this in Deos, the way that talmid chacham has sexual relations is basically every Friday night. But it's interesting that in Halakha, the Rambam explains that Talmid Chacham, just the labors of learning end up weakening him, which is the reason why he's not obligated to have Ona more often. Okay, Halakha Beis. Now, Yesh L'Isha, there's always a fun one. Yesh L'Isha L'Akev Al Baila, Shalo Yetzei L'Schora El Makom Karov, right? Shalo Yimanea Me'onosav Lo Yetzei El Bershusa. So wife actually has the ability to tell her husband, let's say he works in America, and they live in Eretz Yisrael, he could tell her, listen, I don't want you going to America to work, okay? I'd rather you work nearby, right? Why? Because in going overseas, he's going to not fulfill his Torah obligation of Ona. So she has the right to go ahead and stop him from doing that. And not only that, v'chein yesh la l'mono lotzeis mimulacha shonasa krova l'mulacha shonasa rechoka. Not only that, let's say he decides to have a career change, all right? And his career is going to take him from one kind of job where Ona happens more often to another kind of job, let's say working on ships, where Ona is going to be rarer. She can stop that. Gagon chamar shabikish lasos gamal gamal lasos malach. So for example, like the guy who deals with donkeys wants to, I don't know if it's a promotion, but wants to change it up and take care of camels. Okay? In that situation where the minimum shear of Ona is further apart, she can stop him changing careers. Except for the Talmidei Chachamim, Yotzin Talmud Torah, Shelo B'Shus Neshoseim, except for Talmidei Chachamim, we always know the stories from the Gemara, they're able to go ahead and learn Torah, even if their wives don't want them to, Shtayim V'Shlo Shanim. So, but not forever, rather for a couple years. V'chein Rach V'Anog Shenaset Talmidei Chachamim, Eini Shul Yechol Akiv. So too, a person's wife cannot prevent the pleasures of being pampered from being a Talmud Chacham, she can't stop that as well. So any enjoyment, any physical enjoyment that would emerge from that situation, she would not be able to stop as well. So that's the one area that's off limits. Okay, Halacha Gimel, another fun one. Nosi Adam Kama Nashim, Afilu Mea. Okay, so a man is allowed to marry up to 100 women. Beim Abas Achas, Beim Bezu Acharzu. Okay, whether it's at once or one after the other. But of course, the challenge is going to be how to fulfill Ona. So there's no ability for any particular wife to stop him from doing this. However, but he must have the means of fulfilling the Torah obligations of mizonos, ksus, and obviously ona. Okay, for each one, meaning you can't pool it together. There's a separate chiyah for each individual wife that he's married to fulfill these Torah obligations. And not only that, he's chayef to make sure that each one has their own home, their own place to live. So he can't group them all together in one makom. That he would not be allowed to do. Okay. Now, how does this work out logistically? Halacha dalet v'kamehi onasan. So how's this going to work out? How's he going to fulfill his ona? Lefi minyan. Okay. So basically, according to the number of wives that he has. So for example, ketzad. Paul shahayulo shtei nashim. So remember, let's say he's a worker, like the case before. Let's say he sews, all right, and he has two wives. Yesh lezu ona achas b'shabbos, ulezu ona achas b'shabbos. So one wife will be, let's say, Tuesday night. The other wife will be Wednesday night because it's once a week. Hayulo arba nashim. Okay, let's say he has four wives. Nimses onos ko achas man pam achas b'shei shabbosos. Now, if he has four wives, then his obligation would actually turn out to be once every 2 weeks. Let's say he was a sailor and he has four wives. Right? Then, I don't know if that works out well for him, but basically his obligation would divvy up to being once every 2 years. So therefore, lefikach, tzivu chachamim, so the chachamim stepped in to stop the madness, for lack of a better term. Shelo yisa adam yesra arba nashim. So the cap that a man has is four women to marry. Even if he's very wealthy, because the minimum amount of time to fulfill the chiyav would be once a month. So they put a cap on. They put a top cap of four women that a man can marry. Halacha hey. Now hamadir's ishto shetomer la'acherin. Now let's say a person makes a neder. Is also very, very important halacha. I mean, not the neder part, but just the implication from this. So let's say he makes a neder on his wife. Let's say he says to her, listen, I want you to go tell your friends or your neighbors, whatever it might be, everything we talk about that has any type of sexual connotation to it. Okay. Meaning things that a man and wife talk about when they're in their bedroom. And he says, the neder is, I want you to talk about it. Hareza yotzi v'dein ksuba, that he must divorce her and give her the ksuba. She'in zu yucholo la is paneh, avlo malachirim divrei kolon. Because it's inappropriate to talk about such things. So that's a basis for forcing him to divorce her. V'chein, not only that, im hidira shetia misapeches b'shas tashmish k'dei shelo tisaver. Let's say he makes a neder, and the neder is that when they have sexual relations, they should have it in a manner to ensure that she never gets pregnant. Or, o shehidira shetasem maisa shotim udvarn shehim em mamish ela kishtus. There's also an interesting one because this is very vague, but basically he makes a neder that she should do things that are just nonsensical. So carry a chair up and down the stairs 50 times. If he said that, hareza yotzi v'dein ksuba. He must divorce her and she's entitled to the ksuba. That's halacha hey. Halacha vav. Now hamadir es ishto mitash v'shamita shabbos achas. Now hamadir es ishto mitash v'shamita. So let's say he makes a neder saying, listen, we are no longer going to have, sexual relations. They are usher to us. Okay. Shabbos achas mamtina lo. Okay. We give him a week. Yes, Ralkain, if he doesn't get rid of the neder, yotzi b'tein ksuba o yefer nidro. So he has a choice. Either he gets rid of the neder or he divorces her. V'afilu haya melach sho nosol shisha chadashim. Even if he was a sailor who's only chayev once every 6 months, nonetheless, if he makes his neder, and he lets it go on past the week, he must divorce her. because once he goes ahead and makes the neder, so now basically he's causing his wife a tremendous amount of pain. And in her mind, they'll never basically be able to have sexual relations again. The Kate said, Madira, but how could such a neder work? Im amar la, if he said to her, Tashmishe aser aleich, o shenishbash lo yishamash mitaso, lo neder klum. So this wouldn't work. If he made a neder saying that Tashmish is usher for us, okay, or he makes a shvua not to ever have sexual relations with her, that can't work. That's not a neder because it goes against what the Torah says. V'nishba, nishba l'shav. So that wouldn't be a good shvua. And they shehu mishubadla, okay? However, amar la hanas tashmishech asur alai. This is the key. If he says to her that the enjoyment of sexual relations is prohibited, okay, that's what the prohibition's on, then hareza neder. The asur l'shamish, right? She'im achin adam, davar asur lo. So then that situation, that's where the Isra Tashmish would actually be expressed, because ultimately a person can't be forced to eat, so to speak, that which is forbidden to him. So basically the upshot is that there is a way, even though technically it's a chi of Torah of Ona, there's a way to construct a neder where in such a situation, they prohibit sexual relations with each other. Okay, halacha zayin, asur lo adam limnoa ishto me'onasa. Okay, now, it is prohibited for a man to basically deprive his wife of the ona. Okay, now, v'im mana kidei letzara, okay, now let's say he does so, okay, let's say he does this because he basically wants to make her feel pain. Avar over below sasa shebetorah, he's over in Issa d'Oraisa. Shenemar, sheirak susav onasa lo yigra. Okay, so he's over in Issa d'Oraisa. However, v'im chala tashash kocho, let's say he's sick or he's weak, v'enu yachol livol, and let's say he's just unable to have sexual relations, okay? Yamtin shisha chadashim. He has to wait 6 months. Ad shiyavri, until he gets healthy. She'en lecha ono gdola mizu. So remember, 6 months is the maximum. 6 months is the maximum period of time that can go by without him fulfilling the chi of ona. Now, what's interesting is va'akarchach, right? Oh, yitam imenu reshus o yotziv deing suba. And then what it called afterwards, right? It's up to her whether she wants to remain married or she could demand to be divorced and get the ksuba from it. So if he's unable to, if he's sick and he can't basically recover, 6 months go by, she's entitled to say, listen, I'd like to leave, and she gets her ksuba as a result. Okay. Halacha ches. Now, that's the man. Now, from a woman's standpoint, okay, ha'isha shemana baila mitashu shemita. Now, let's say the woman comes along and says, She prevents them having sexual relations, right? Hia nikris meredes. So she's literally called, this is a type of rebellion, okay? Female meredes. Visholon osa neimah marta, right? So we ask her, we say, what are you doing this for? Like, why would you do such a thing? Im amra me'astihu ve'eni chol levalo midati. Let's say she says, listen, I find my husband to be absolutely repulsive. And therefore, there's no way I can actually, on my own volition, ever have sexual relations with him. So basically, he must divorce her at that very moment in time because she can't be a prisoner. She can't be like a prisoner in such a situation. Okay, and there's no way we're going to force her to have sexual relations with him if he's repulsive to her. Okay. However, in such a situation, she doesn't get the ksuba. And ultimately, she is entitled to whatever thing, whatever property she brought in or assets she brought into the Kiddushin, right? As well as things that he took responsibility for and not, okay? We'll get to some of these specific halachas down the road. Ve'eino notelus mishel baal klum, right? But she's not entitled to anything that belongs to her husband. So anything that he might have given to her, right, he gets back, okay? Even, let's say, something she wears on her head, right? Any gift he gave to her, he gets back. Because he never gave it to her, basically he gave it to her, he didn't give it to her on condition that she would take it and leave. So ultimately, the upshot is that things she came into the marriage with, she's still entitled to, and anything that she got while married, that her husband provided, he could go ahead and take back as a result. Okay, and this is, again, this is if she withholds Tashmish with him, from him. Halacha test. Now, v'im marda, let's say she's this meredes, mitachas baila, kdei letzaro. Let's say she does this, she withholds sexual relations because she wants to torture the guy. V'amra, she says, harina mitzaris or so, she's honest about it. She says, I would not like nothing more than to torture my husband. Bekach. But she justifies it and says the reason why is because he did this to me. He was a jerk. So because he was a jerk, I decided that I'm going to withhold sexual relations from him. Or because he cursed at me. Or he fought with me. Okay? What happens? Okay? So we send her from, what do you call it? We send her to Beis Din. Okay? Right? And they say to her, if you have to realize that if you take the stand, okay, if you continue going down being preventing sexual relations with your husband, right, which halacha is going to say is unsubstantiated, afilu ksuva, you're going to lose your ksuva. Afilu ksuvasach mea mana have said esosa. So you're going to lose that in your ksuva. So they warn her. The akar kach, and after that, machrizin alei beis batei knesios, batei midrashos, and then announcements are made that she's basically a meredes. Bechol yom arba shabasos zu achazu v'romen plonis merda al baila. So basically what they say is that they publicize this, that she's acting as a meredes for approximately a month, okay? After that happens in Alacha Yud, v'achar hachraza, after this hachraza is complete, shochun la pam shnia, they give her another chance to retract being a meredes. V'omrim la, im at omedes b'meredech, hafsedes ksuva saich, right? So if you go ahead and do this, you're going to lose out on your ksuva. Im amda b'merda, if she sticks to her guns, v'lo chazra, so basically, ultimately, she forfeits her ksuba. They know about get achnimus achodesh. However, the divorce doesn't take place for 12 months. Ve'im la mizonos kol shnimus achodesh. And he's no longer chayat to provide her mizonos for that month. Then mesa kodem a get by la yorsha. And if she dies before he gives her the get, he goes ahead and inherits, her property. Okay? Halach yud aleph. So this is all done in a situation where she's torturing him purposely. Okay. Even if she was in a state of, let's say, sick, or she's a nida where she could not actually have sexual relations with him, right? Even if her husband is a sailor, again, his minimum shear being once every 6 months, even if he's married to another woman. In all these situations, if she's, the meredes, and she doesn't back down, basically she's going to forfeit her ksuba. Okay, let's say they did the kiddushin, right? But she's still living in her father's house, and they haven't consummated the wedding yet. They haven't consummated the marriage through nisuin. She gives manali nase, right? It's time for them to consummate the marriage. Umerda, right? And what does she do? She says, I don't want to do this. Kedelet saro, basically to torture the guy. Velo nasis, right? Harezu meredes mitashmish. So she's considered a meredes mitashmish, and it applies to yibim as well. V'chein yivamash lo ratzta lis yabim, kedelet saro, kaseder zeh osimla. So any situation where she's doing this to go ahead and torture her husband, even if it's in the case of a rusa or yibum, she's considered to be a meredes. Okay, halach yud gimel. Now hamaredes has those because she yotzeis achar shemesh achodesh b'lo ksuva tachzer kol davar shehu shel baal. So after 12 months goes by and the get is enforced and she leaves the marriage that a ksuba, she must return everything that belonged to her husband. Avon the chasim shechnisu lo uvlo sein kayamim im tafsa imotzim yada bim tafsa nabal imotzim yada. So first of all, anything she came with into the wedding, she still obviously can keep. And then the question is that if she goes ahead and takes possession of certain items, we don't force him from her. And if the baal is holding on to certain items, we don't force it from him. V'chein kol masha oven minichaseya shekibel baal achrius and alav ena b'sham laklum. And anything that the husband is, anything that has been lost from her possession, that her husband or ex-husband has still his responsibility for, he doesn't have to pay at all. Zehu din atamad b'meredes. So this is what the Gemara says is what a meredes is. Now, what's interesting is that, Alach Yadalid, however, v'amru ga'onim, the ga'onim came along and said, she'ish lahem b'bavel minhagos acheres meredes. It's very interesting. It sounds like from the Gemara that the Gemara wasn't really telling you halacha, but rather telling you what the social norm was back then. And the Gonim said that there were different minhagim that emerged, that evolved in Bavel, of how to deal with a Moreda situation. V'lo pashtu osan minhagos rov Yisrael. However, these minhagim did not develop among the majority of Jewish people. V'rabim u'gedolim cholken alem b'rovim makomos. And many people, what he called, argued about this in different places. V'din atamad roi litzvos l'adon. So the Rambam says the ideal is to follow the guidance from the Gemara. But ultimately, it's pretty clear from the fact that through the times of the Gaonim, different minhagim emerged, that the Gemara wasn't paskening, but rather just using, I won't say not paskening, but kind of using the social construct of the time as a guide for how best to deal with this type of situation of ona. Okay, Lacha Tesvav, now switching over to his side. Hamored Alishto. Now let's say he rebels against her, the Amar, and he says, Harini Zan Mefarnes, Alaini Baalea, right? He says to her, listen, I'll give you money, I'll give you mizonos, I'll give you that stuff, but I'm not going to have sexual relations with you. Okay? Why? Anesha San Isa Mosifa Mimesha San Isa. Because basically he hates her, right? He finds her to be disgusting. Mosifin Lal Ksuvasa Mishkal Shesha Solshim Sora Shal Kesa Bechol Shavas Shavas. Now it's interesting. Basically, without working out the currency, he's basically chayiv to start adding to the value of the ksuba. Every week he goes ahead and adds some this X amount, whatever, let's make him a number, $100 to the ksuba, okay? The yeshiv, the lo yishamish kolz machatirtze he leishiv, okay? And they can go ahead and remain married, right, as long as she wants to, okay? The alpha bisha ksuvasa lechas and osefes, as your ksuba keeps increasing in value, it's almost like better than investing in a stock, harayu over below sasa, he's still over an iser, right? She'im sana yishlach, all right? Of a la'anos aser. Because ultimately, if he really hates her, so he should leave. He should give her a get. But to go ahead and cause her pain and suffering, he's not allowed to do that. However, why did you get makas? V'lamo yalka, because this is deraisa, alav zeh, mein she'im bo maisa. So that's a technical thing. It's a lav she'im bo maisa, a prohibition without an action attached to it. And we only give makas for a situation where there's an actual action attached to the prohibition. But here, he's just not doing something. So by not doing something, being over the Isser, that doesn't translate into the onesh of Malkus. Okay, halacha tazayin, so that's merit. Now, halacha tazayin, now ish v'ishto shabal lebezin. Now let's say the husband and wife come to Bezin and they say as follows, hu omer zumaredes mitashmish. So the husband says, listen, she refuses to have sexual relations with me. V'yomeris, lo. She says, that's not true. Ki ela kedera kol aretz ani imo. She says, no, I have sexual relations with him in a normal way. So you have competing claims. V'chein im tainahi, let's say she makes the claim, v'amar shehu more mitashmish. She says he's a more mitashmish. V'hu omer lo ki ela kedera kol aretz ani ama. So ima. So again, you have competing claims here. Macharimim betchila al mishu more v'lo yoda bezin. So whoever is the one who is being accused of holding back, okay, meaning whoever the mored or moredis is in this case, they're put in cherem, okay. The akrakach im lo hodu, and let's say after time goes by they don't acknowledge it. Omrim lahem his yachdiv ne'edim. So now they test it out and they say, okay, well you now have to be in a situation of yichud in front of witnesses, okay. This yachdu, let's say they do end up engaged in yichud, that dine him to onen. But they're still making these claims against each other. Mevakshin mina nitan, right? We go ahead and we ask of the defendant, ve'osim pshara kvikolach adayan. And we try to make some type of compromise within the means of the dayan. Aval livo b'fnei b'nei adam, now we kind of saw this before, but he's open about this here. Obviously, there's no idea of them having sexual relations in front of the witnesses. E'efshar, l'fish asher livo b'fnei kol bria. Because it is prohibited to go ahead and have sexual relations publicly. So that's why it'd be sufficient for them just to have yichud in a room. Okay, that takes care of ona. Okay, now within ona comes these other things. Halach yud zayin, ha'isha shechalsa. Okay, let's say his wife becomes sick. Chay of the rapos osa achatavri. So he's obligated to pay for her medical costs until she gets better. However, ra shecholi aruch. But let's say it turns out she's a very, very long illness. The yafsid mamon harbe l'refuah. And it's going to cost a lot of money to pay for the medical care. The Amar Lot, he says to her, Harek suvasech muneches, right? Oh, refoi atzmach, miksuvasayach. Oh, harmin migarsh, excuse me, migareshcha, benosting suba, volach shomilo. So let's say he says to her, listen, okay, this is going to cost a lot of money. Here, I can give you the value of the ksuba for you to go ahead and pay for the treatment. Or otherwise, what do you call it? I'm going to go ahead and give you ksuba, excuse me, give you a get and leave. And you get the ksuba, okay? We listen to him. However, vein roy lasos came a derech eretz. So even though luckily speaking he's not over an isser, it's not the appropriate way for a person to behave in such a situation. Halach yirches, now nishbis chai the dosa. Okay, let's say his wife is captured, okay, and taken out to whatever, to non-Jewish jail, okay? V'imaya kohen shekvar nes ra'lov. Okay, now if it's the wife of a kohen, And the halacha is by a Kohen's wife, if she's captured, then he's usher to her. Okay, he can never, even if they get, if she gets released from jail, he can never have sexual relations with her. Nonetheless, poda osa umach zira lebeis avia. The Kohen is still obligated to get her out of jail and return her to her father's house. Afilu haya bi'ir acheres, even if he was in another city, mitapabah, he still has to take care of this. Ad shemach zira lemedinasa umegarshem nosin la kol ksubasa. He must get her out of jail, then get her back home, and then he divorces her and gives her the ksuba. Now, hayo baila Yisrael, but let's say she's married to a Yisrael, meaning a non-Kohen, she hishvuya muterislo, right? So even though she was captured, she still will be mutter to him. Mach zira lo leisha, right? Kemosh shahaisa v'imratza achakach megarsha v'nosla ksuvasa. So he has to get her out, but if after he gets her out of jail and they get back together again, he still decides he wants to divorce her, he's allowed to. There's nothing stopping him, so to speak, luckily, from giving her a get if he feels like he's not able to stay married to her. Halach yates. Now, ein mechayv in es lebal liftos as yishto b'yesral damea elakama she yishavek kishar shvuyos. Okay, so this is a tricky halacha because it's a little cryptic, but basically, what's the amount of money that the baal is chayv to pay to, let's say she's being ransomed. How much is he chayv to pay? So whatever the basic ransom amount is for people captured. What Chazal were very concerned about in those days is that non-Jews would go ahead and kidnap Jewish women, knowing full well that the Jewish men would pay a lot of money to get them back. So if you go ahead and start raising the amount of money, and the husband decides to offer like $1 million, they'll start realizing that and they'll kidnap more and more women. Now, hayu damea yesra akadei ksuvasa. Now, let's say the ransom is more than the value of the ksuba. V'amar, and he says, harini megarsha v'zuk ksuvasa v'telech v'tiftes atzma ain't shomelo. Let's say he says, you know what, man, this is way more than the ksuba's worth. I'm out. I don't want to save her. Let her rot in jail. Let her stay with her captives. He calls a bluff. He's not going to pay the ransom. He can't do that. Elakofen osa. We force him to. Upode osa. Afilu haya damea ad asar b'ksuvasa. No matter how much the amount is, he must pay to get her out. Afilu ein lo ela kadei pijona. Even if all he had is basically the amount of money to go ahead and get her and pay off the ransom. If he's basically going to be bled dry, have no money left, he still must go ahead and redeem her. B'med dvar mamurim b'pam rishona. Okay, so she gets one free pass of being kidnapped and held at ransom. Aval im padav and nishbeis pam shnia, but let's say he goes ahead and gets her out, pays the ransom, and somehow she gets kidnapped again. In such a situation, vratza the garsha harizem megarish. Then he can get out of the marriage. V'itein ksuba v'hitiftes atzma. So she's on her own. So basically, the good news is that a Jewish wife gets one kidnap ransom situation where the husband must go ahead and get her out of the situation. But just one, more than one, he's off the hook. Let's see if we can just finish the parak. There's just a few more halachas. Halacha chaf, misha nishbeis ishto. Okay, let's say a man's wife is taken captive. V'hu b'medina seyam, right? And he's overseas. He's in America. Bezdin yordin l'nechasav. Now Bezdin will step in. Remember, this is before communication. Let's say who knows when he's going to come back. Bezdin steps in, right? Sells off his assets. U'morchin b'hachraza u'podin osa k'derach shabal poda. Bezdin takes over to make sure that they'll pay off the ransom if necessary in lieu of the husband. Halacha chaf aleph. Now hamadris ishto neder shu chayev biglola legarsha v'liteng suva. Okay. Now let's say the husband makes a neder on his wife that in doing so such a neder would require him, all the cases we saw before would require him to divorce her and give the ksuba. And let's say even nishves, right, acha shehidira. So let's say she gets captured after he made the neder, but before he gives her the get. Okay. Enu chayev avdosa. He's off the hook. Shemisha shehidira, because once he made the neder, nischayv legarsha v'deng suva. So ksuvasa. So even though he didn't actually give her the get and the ksuba, nonetheless, once he made the neder, automatically we say that the divorce is kicked in. Halacha chabez, haisha shehaisa asura baila mi yisuri lavin. Let's say a woman is usher to her husband because of some sort of isra deraisa, v'nishmes, and she gets captured, eno chayv avdosa. He's not chayav to go ahead and redeem her. Ela nosan l'ksuvasa v'hitiftas atzma. So he's off the hook. He gives her transfers her ksuba amount to her, and she has to work out paying off the ransom. V'halo hashvuya asura l'kohen. But one second, don't we already know what about the case where Shvuya, who's usher to the woman who gets captured, is usher to the Kohen, very who po de osa, he must redeem her. So why does this guy get out of the situation? In other words, by the situation of the Kohen, right, she's, okay, I'll give you the answer. The difference is like this. By a Kohen, he must redeem her because she wasn't usher to him before she was captured. Okay? But by the case of the Isha Shahisa Asura, she's already usher to him. So once she's already usher to him, he does not have to go ahead and go ahead and be po to her. But by the Kohen case, since it's only through it's only through her being captured that the Isra emerged, that's why he's chayav to go ahead and rescue her. Halacha Chaf Gimel, okay? Mesa Ishto, there's another responsibility the man has. If his wife passes away, Chayev Bikfurasa, he must bury her. The Lasos Law Hefsed, Bikinim Kederach Kol Hamadina. He must ensure that Hespedim are given and Kinim, the crying out, the ceremony of crying out that takes place at funerals must be done, whatever the custom of the Medina is. That feel Anish Yisrael, even if the guy is very poor, Lo Yufaskula, the minimum shear he must supply is Shnei Chalilin, two flutes, and Mukonenis, and one woman who will go ahead and wail during the funeral. Vimaya Asher, but of course if he's wealthy, Kolfi Kvodo. Now, v'imaya kvoda yeser mikvoda. Let's say she is more important than him. She is a well-respected member of society, and he's a bum. Kovrdo solafi kvoda. He must make sure she's buried based on her status. Sha'isha ola im bailav iniredes afila achar mosa. Right, because she can go ahead and when they get married, she's elevated, so to speak, to his status automatically. But she can never go down. She can never go down even after death. And finally, lach chavdalid. Lo Russellik Boris Isha, let's say he does not want to bury his wife. The Amad Echa Midas Atzmo, and someone, a good Samaritan, comes along and says, I'm gonna take care of it, Vikavra, Motsimi Baila al Korcho. Okay, then we're gonna go ahead, the cost of the funeral are forcibly taken from the husband, Vinosan Lazen, given to the guy who the good Samaritan. Kadesh lo tiezu mushlechas laklavan. We never want a situation where basically the body is being thrown to the dogs. Hayab Medina Acheres, let's say the husband is in another country, Kisha Mesa Ishta, when his wife dies, Bays in Yordan Lachasad, Mokrin Balohak Raza, Vikovin Osalfi Mamun Abal, Vikvodo, Olafikvoda. So just like before, Bazin steps in and takes care of the funeral, selling any assets necessary to make sure that the burial takes place.